Hey, Pastor Thomas here, and we're looking at the Children's Catechism. We're looking at the Children's Catechism, how the life of Jesus is applied to the life of the believer. We're looking at what it means to salvation. That last week we looked at the question, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved? That I must repent of my sins and believe in Christ as my Savior. We're going to look at the first half of this question this week, and then next week we'll look at the latter half of that question. The first half of the question is that I must repent of my sins. So how do you repent of your sins? How do you repent of my sins is the question. The answer to this question is that I must be sorry for my sins and hate and forsake it. I must be sorry for my sins, hate, and forsake it. So we see three things here, that we're sorry for our sins, we hate our sin, and we forsake our sin. We're sorry for our sin to begin with. And when we say the word sorry, you might have said this word before. You've done something bad, and you say under your breath, you know, because your parents make you say, I'm sorry. And you say, I'm sorry. You say it in a fast way or under your breath. You might say that you're sorry, but you don't actually mean that you're sorry. To be sorry actually comes from the word sorrowful. To be sad, that you're sad about your sins. And when we talk about sad for our sins, we're not just talking about sad about getting caught. We're not sad about losing or getting a consequence for that. We're not sad about we're actually sad about our actual sins. We're sorry about our actual sins. And that's what we mean when we repent. We're sorry about our sins. The next is that we're to hate and forsake. The next question actually asks this. Why do you hate and forsake sin? Why do you hate and forsake sin? Because it displeases God. This is a big thing that we need to understand about sin that we've talked about a lot. Sin isn't just things that we do. Sin is mainly about God and how we treat God, what we view of God. That any sin is lack of conformity to or transgression of the law of God. That God has given us His Bible to be able to teach us. And we disrespect God, so we sin against others. We might sin when we disobey our parents or when we don't love our brother or sister as we should. But it displeases, and sin is against God. And this is a change that we need to see, that repentance isn't just feeling sorry about our sin, feeling sad about our sin, that we hate our sin. That this change in our heart happens because of the work of the Holy Spirit, that we don't love sin like we used to love sin. We love God and what God's Word says, so we love what God says. So we hate what we used to do and love what God has told us to do. So this is hating our sin. But the last thing is forsaking our sin. Now, we can do all these things externally, right? We can be sorry for our sin and say we're sorry. We can hate our sin or hate the consequences of sin or the effects of sin. But they're not actually heart things. And we've talked about this before, that it's not just external things that we do. It's about the heart. And hating our sin from the heart means that we forsake our sin. That we realize we don't like it. We don't do it anymore. Now, this is an amazing work of the Holy Spirit that happens in the life of the believer. The life of the believer, the heart is changed. That we get a new heart. That we love God with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. And this changes the heart. Now, have you ever brushed your teeth or something like this and then gone and had some orange juice or something like this? And what you normally would have loved changes it completely because you brushed your teeth. It doesn't taste like orange juice that's nice and cool and refreshing. It tastes disgusting, really. And this is what happens in the life of the believer. We used to love something, but now the Holy Spirit has worked in us, and we don't love sin anymore. We hate it, and we want to change. We want to do what God commands us to do. So instead of disrespecting our parents, we want to love and obey our parents. Instead of treating our brother and sister differently than we want to, we want to love our neighbor as ourselves. And this is the change that happens, and this is what we talk about repentance. Repentance isn't just this surface change. It's a change of the heart, a change of the heart that changes a sinner into a righteous man because of the work of Christ. So we love what Christ has done and we want to be more like Christ. So we are sorry for our sin. We're sad about what we've done, that we've sinned against God. We hate our sin. We don't want to sin anymore. We don't love sin. We hate sin. And then we forsake sin. We put it aside. We throw it asunder. And we turn to God in love and cherish God and His Word. And this is the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. That we repent of our sins. We are sorry for our sins. We hate our sins, and we forsake our sins.